gentlemen, we've got a special report when we go into the next segment on what's happening at the G20, and it's very serious. But first, we've got a little mini report on Elena Kagan. It'll just take a few minutes coming up after the break. But right now, let's continue with your phone calls today. Mike in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir. Mike.
Hey. My favorite author is Jim Mars. My favorite book is Rule by Secrecy. And I don't have it handy, but one of his big points was Sam and Chase running around and looking at state versus state military. And
well, I'm not really following you. Can you elaborate on exactly what you're talking about?
Well, he's talking about state versus state military.
Nation versus nation, you mean? Okay, Mike, I appreciate your call. Yeah, Jim's a great writer. Let's talk to Weston in Missouri. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good.
I got two things I was mean to tell you guys about. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a little nervous.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, I was up at the CBS, the local CBS. I live in a suburb here in Kansas City called Independence. And I was in there buying my allergy medicine, and I just happened to hear the pharmaceutical rep talking to the head of the pharmacy, and they were just like casually like laughing about this, but they said they were going to start that pharmaceutical companies were going to start putting statins in the water as well as lithium, and they were just, you know, yucking it up. Ha ha ha, it's so funny. And I just remember
Being proposed on the news, and the of all groups, the Department of Agriculture is looking at putting lithium and statins, and because after all, you're going to be happier, and the police may have to come by and test your blood. Oh, like in THX-1138, were you avoiding, you know, your drug dose evasion, because that's a serious crime. And yes, you need your statins, which fry your liver. And of course, the studies show are a complete fraud. And as the studies come out that the statins are a fraud in almost all cases, they push even more to now make children take statins. That's now been on the news, perhaps at age 5. I mean, it's the law. Everyone must take all these drugs that Big Pharma says we must take. So you were in there and heard them snickering and giggling. Did you talk to them?
I tried to confront one of them about it, and he kind of turned his back, like, you know, don't talk to me, jerk, or something, basically.
Oh, because he's got a special white lab coat, and again, he's on a power trip. You're just a slave. He's part of the drug guild. He's part of the elite drug guild, and you dare to try to speak to him, you rabble.
Yeah, pretty much. I also want to make another point. I'm a student filmmaker here in Kansas City. And I was helping a friend of mine do a film on the healthcare bill. And it was kind of strange because the head of my department is like diehard Obamanoid. I mean, totally buys the garbage. And I had a bunch of the points that were actually in PDF up behind me. And I was making some of the points about how the illegals wouldn't have to pay any of the taxes, and the healthcare would be rationed. And she turned and looked at me right after the final presentation of the documentary, and she said, well, that's a good propaganda piece. I mean, I just kind of looked at her like, what are you on?
Well, you remember Missouri when he was running for office. I mean, I heard the rumors in Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Vermont, of all places, where they, you know, do have a pretty well-informed public and pretty good laws in place, you know, very close to our founding fathers' vision in Vermont. I'd heard the rumors and seen a few news articles, but then I saw the police chiefs and prosecutors on TV in your city saying, if you talk bad about Obama, that's illegal. You will not lie about him and say he's a Muslim. We will come arrest you. And that just shows those police are out of their minds. I mean, this is America. That's why we're America. We have that free speech, but I mean, they've got free speech to criticize people in most countries. I mean, you know, we are becoming one of the most authoritative, oppressive nations on earth. And I'm telling you, Canada, it is a nightmare. We'll be right back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got eyewitnesses to the amazing tyranny from the G20 up in Canada. Joining us for about 30 minutes or so, then I'll continue with your phone calls and news. We're into the last hour of this Monday, June 28th, 2010 edition. Separately, I can't believe CNN's being honest. Combo shots boost kids' fever-related seizure risk. Because, see, so many kids have a seizure on the way home after the triple shot. And then they're autistic after they wake up, after their IQ reduction, their chemical warfare IQ reduction. But here's CNN, but they report it's all right. It makes your kid have seizures. But what's wrong with having seizures? Look, General Petraeus is having seizures. It's cool. It's a conspiracy theorist. Everyone has seizures. Everyone has cancer. You know, everybody's going sterile. People were always sterile. People were always dying. Drink more fluoride. Eat more GMO. But, I mean, here's the article, CNN Health. Combo shot boosts kids' fever-related seizure risk. That's CNN. CNN. Here's another one. They're all up on Infowars.com, links to it. Here's another one. This came out 3 days ago. Children over 6 months and under 9 years should have received H1N1 vaccine, yet can expect to get two dosages of seasonal flu this fall if the Center for Disease Control adopts recommendations for its vaccine advisory committee. And he goes on to say they're recommending another injection of H1N1 as well as the new seasonal flu shot. I mean, the last H1N1 was a hoax. It's an admitted hoax. The British Medical Journal, the European Union Committee, Wolfgang Wudarg, the doctor we had on. I mean, this is a big deal. And so they've got all this unused vaccine, and they're saying, well, we'll just have the idiots, you know, the 10, 20, 30%, depending on the country, record lows, numbers of people are taking it. We'll just have all the morons take it. Yeah, they'll take anything. All these soccer moms, look, their kids. Folks, I was in a Slotsky's Sunday with my children before I went and met my parents to take them to see the old Robin Hood with whatever that guy's name was. The point is that I was in a Slotsky's, and there were literally two different kids with different families who were autistic wearing football helmets. But they were like medicalized football helmets. And these were good-looking kids who would have had futures, and they had good-looking parents. And I'll bet you my bottom dollar that all this tinkering with the genetic code and what's in the vaccines did that to them. We've had countless medical doctors on that have documented it. And I wanted to go over and warn them, look, if you're going to have more kids, just don't do this to them. The government doesn't love you. Stop being so gullible. And I tell you, I can't really go to a movie with my kids because the row after row is just autistic children now. Pretty soon it'll be half the kids on your block can't talk and can't walk. You know, they'll be 18, you know, wearing their football helmet. And I'm not supposed to warn people. I'm supposed to be, take all your shots. Oh, it'll give you seizures. It'll give you Crohn's disease. I mean, here's CNN, seizures. CNN. Even the Communist News Network will tell you. But see, it's all buyer beware. All right, shifting out of the serious subject for a moment before we get into a really serious subject. We were able to get Elena Kagan's college fraternity photos from the men's fraternity that she's in. And you know, word is she's had a sex change, and that her idol is John Wayne Gacy. So John Wayne Elena Kagan Gacy. And so there they are on PrisonPlanet.tv for you. There she is with, and of course she said that, she wants to butcher the Bill of Rights and Constitution, not young boys in a basement. So that's certainly positive. And then we have another video of her, on her way to her bachelor party. And here is that video, my friends. We have that video. Can we go ahead and we're loading it up? And now it was hard to get this video.
It's Gene Ween and I'm Dean Ween, you know.
Of Elena Kagan.
Garfunkel, Peaches and Herb.
It's kind of sad you got stuck with that name.
Yeah, anyway, we're doing a gig tonight. We were wondering if you wanted to come out and play.
Great! I'm in a band! I hopped aboard that bus knowing that I was on the road to fame and fortune.
Yeah, We, that's the name of the proto book written by a Russian based on that 1984 was influenced by. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Elena Kagan going to her bachelor party. Okay, her real name is not John Wayne Elena Kagan Gacy, okay? It's a joke because watching her scowl at the Congress today, like, in a fit of cornered rat behavior, even when people were groveling to her, they kept trying to smile at her. The female senators on the panel kept trying to Barbara Boxer. I always get them mixed up. Was it Barbara Boxer or was it Dianne Feinstein? It was Boxer. No, it was Feinstein. Feinstein would try to smile. Hello. Thank you for being here. Kagan. I mean, I can't even do the face. I mean, let me try to get the face exact. I don't have a big enough double chin, but I'll try. Let me just try to channel Elena Kagan for a moment. But see, I can't get the hatred. It was like a, but more like a, I almost got the power. Look, you senators, Goldman Sachs that runs me put you in power. You'll do what you say right now. Oh, God, I almost got control. I just got to sit through this stupid thing. I'm on record saying the legislative has no power and the judiciary should run everything. Oh, God. All right, I'm going to settle down now. I've had my fun with the goblin creature for now. Let me introduce Charlie Veach and Dan Dix. And I know both these gentlemen. Charlie has the Love Police over in the UK, traveled over to Canada for the G20. And, of course, Dan Dix has Press for Truth and has put out countless investigative reports on YouTube that we routinely link to up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Why is the G20 important? Well, the 20 finance heads of the industrialized world who all just so happen to be former Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan Chase or Bank of England operatives, they always then come in. $1.2 billion is being spent in Canada. It's a total police state. They release police dogs on women in the U.S. in Pittsburgh, martial law for 3 days, no one allowed outside, randomly sound cannons attacking people. College students couldn't even one of my reporters got arrested for no reason. We have video of it and politely videotaping from a grassy hill, and they come and arrest him. And he watched Luke Radowski tortured in the military armory where they had him. I mean, this is real, folks. And so the banker criminals come to your town, and they practice federalizing, and all the local police then become spies, spying on people at cafes, listening to your political speech. It's all over the news that they pass secret laws to just randomly arrest people and detain them in facilities with cameras over the toilets. And so to tell us what's happened in the last 3-4 days total as the global parasites come to town are these two gentlemen joining us via video Skype. So whoever wants to go first, break down what's happening. We saw burning cars. A lot of intel says that was a staged event. The police made no effort to stop it, but they will beat up any peaceful protester with pleasure or drag you off to their facility. And it looks like we've caught the Canadian police staging events before, and the Greek and the British and the Italian and the U.S. And so but that always comes out a few months later in court hearings. What does this look like, gentlemen?
Well, Alex, just yesterday, right after we got off your show, I got a call from one of our camera guys who called me and said, Dan, we're here at Queen and Spadina. We've been surrounded by riot police, and they were arresting and detaining everybody and everyone who was encircled in that intersection. 240 people were arrested, rounded up, detained, and taken down town to what is now known as Trontanamo Bay. And, it's just unbelievable. Charlie and I tried to get there as soon as we could to try to cover it, but we were blocked at every single turn that we tried to get to. The police said, you cannot get up there. The street is now closed. And, 240 people were just rounded up and detained for peacefully just sitting there, very peacefully protesting. And, of course, it was all justified because of the actions that they said took place the previous day, with burning police cars, which is extremely, extremely suspicious when you consider that these things were allowed to burn for the media photo op. These cars were set on fire by the supposed Black Bloc anarchists, and I've been sent a photo from a good friend of mine at NAUresistance.org, which shows that some of these Black Bloc guys had the same clubs that the police were using at the front of the riot line.
Well, I've seen the video and photos. They look like cops. And I said that 2.5 years ago in Montebello. And headline, Royal Mounted Police admit that that was their officers. I forget the exact headline, but it's Royal Mounted Police admit their officers attacked other officers for the media. And we caught them in Denver. I said look like provocateurs. Denver Post headline, police posed as anarchists attacked other police. So they do this everywhere. And if they're not cops, we've proven they're foundation funded. They're flown in.
Yeah, that's exactly what we heard from many people here on the ground. I think it's beyond any reasonable suspicion now that these people are agent provocateurs, either allowed to do this by the police or actually police
officers. Well, stay there. I want you guys to walk through what happened with this specifically and then get into other issues on the other side of this quick break. But this has happened over and over and over again, and it's meant to set a precedent to shut down our free speech. The same thing is done worldwide, ladies and gentlemen, and they are bringing these people in. I've had the anarchists tell me in Austin that they do work for the feds. That doesn't mean all anarchists.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is all about global standardization. Doesn't matter if the G20's meeting in London or Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania or Toronto, Canada. They come in, laws are passed just so private security can arrest citizens. Laws are passed so citizens have no due process and can be arrested. People are grabbed, there's secret police on trains, spying on everyone. People are just taken away for no reason. That's the headline, secret law passed allows unlimited arrest. And then, magically, the anarchists show up, the police stand back, as is in these new videos, let them set police cars on fire that are parked there, and then let the media see it, and then they pull back and are left alone. In the case of Seattle and other cities, you then catch them in government buildings or in other buildings protected by police. And I don't know how cops go along with this. Well, we've had cops speak up in Canada and the U.S. about it, and in Denver, Colorado. That's why we know about it. But going back to Charlie Veach and Dan Dix, going back to this provocateur action, I think that's most important. Tell us the intel you're getting.
Well, a very interesting thing that happened, Charlie and I were in the middle of this particular protest where everybody got surrounded. And they had blocked the street on Queen Street leading up to Spadina, the area where one of the police cars was on fire. And Charlie got on the bullhorn and said, you know, if this line is blocked, let's go north, everybody. So everybody started to go this way. And then all of a sudden, the police opened up the line and allowed everyone to go through, almost like as if they wanted us to be in that particular area where that police car was on fire. Because once we got the crowd to go in another direction, they opened up the line and said, well, let them through. So they let the hundreds and hundreds of protesters through where we were once blocked and moved us into the area where the police car was on fire. And that's where they blocked everyone in and detained us. Charlie and I, lucky enough, got out just at the right time because we came back to my place to do the show. So we just missed that by a few minutes.
So that was part of the photo op. Down the road, the Fed boys, no doubt, torch the police cars. Then they were like, come on, guys, we need you. We need the regular protesters. There's a jail cell waiting for you. You guys, Charlie just got out of jail the day before, or that morning. You guys duck out to come be interviewed by me last night, and then right on time because they could then arrest their bad guys.
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. Again, we were under massive surveillance. Dan and I were getting pointed out by police officers. They had their $7,000 semi-professional cameras. And it's just for the grace of your show that we decided to duck out of this particular march. And Alex, how do you feel about the predictive programming effects of almost 300 protesters being rounded up in an urban area onto buses and taken away to a detention camp?
Well, I mean, they admit I've seen it in Austin. I've seen it in New York City for the RNC 2004. It's done for any of these high security events the exact same way. They bring in their thugs. They let them attack, burn a few trash cans. It always turns out they're feds. They leave. They're protected. And then an hour later, a day later, they then attack peaceful crowds saying that you were the ones that did it. And I've walked up to these anarchists before and said, you know, I know you're a fed. And they're like, you're right. We're going to get you too. And usually they're communist. You know, under their outfit, they'll have a big red star on, and they're flown in by foundations, paid for by, you know, big wealthy foundations. But other times they're actual cops. And I just hope people realize that the government's doing this as a form of false flag to demonize any type of demonstration.
Yeah, I'd just like to take this opportunity to say to the people listening, and especially people in Toronto, if you were one of the 240 people who were arrested and detained and taken to the camp, please get in touch with me at dan@pressfortruth.ca. We would like to interview you about what happened and so that we can get your story out to the world, because it's extremely important what took place here yesterday.
Oh, it's incredibly important. And we've had callers today, one of them who said they were on a train and there was like a plainclothes security woman who sat down next to them and listened to them. They weren't even in, you know, wearing demonstration outfits or bandanas or anything. And then when the train stopped, she got off and pointed at them. And then police ran up and interrogated them for almost an hour and then went ahead and just randomly arrested one of the people. And so, I mean, this is secret police. This is East Germany.
But there was actually raids going on all over the city. The University of Toronto campus was raided. I believe it was a day ago or maybe 2 days ago, where 70 students at U of T, you know, riot cops just came in and raided their campus and arrested them all, suggesting that they were potentially going to cause violence the following day.
And then magically there was a fire. Oh.
Right on cue.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank the scumbag idiots who gave the police these orders, because they are really helping the global awakening with their sloppy job and exposing the illusion that these people are on our side to try and help us. It's not September the 11th.
Well, stay there. Let's talk about it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not just talking about what's happening in Toronto by itself. It's all interconnected. You've got all this mainstream news where the White House says, yeah, we're taking over the Internet. You've got all these White House officials saying you have no right to a Second Amendment, no right to free speech, that they want to arrest people that criticize the government. You've got a banking bill that's passed the Senate committee and is going to go to the full Senate. That literally gives the Federal Reserve, in the words of the Washington Post, near unlimited power to make whatever regulations they want over other banks. The total takeover. I mean, this is a seizure. This is the same as a foreign army landing on our shores. This is a corporate global government. And everywhere they go, it's the same shake and bake. I watched them kick it off in 99 in Seattle. It's in my film Police State 2, The Takeover. And they took people to the Sandpoint FEMA naval brig. There is your FEMA camp right there. And they took them to the Sandpoint FEMA naval brig and kept hundreds of peaceful protesters. And I have the police on the news saying no one is allowed to have an anti-WTO sticker or button. And we have cops pulling women's cars over looking for anti-WTO buttons. And when they don't find them, they go ahead and pepper spray them. I mean, this is the insane mental illness. All because they hired less than 50 thugs that were admittedly, because later police came out and talked about it. We have the interviews with them, hired by a federal government-funded foundation that then came into town and then were housed in a government building after they did their one day of attacking people. Then the cops were released on the peaceful crowds. This is a system. That's why you don't see big people, you know, big crowds out demonstrating. It's simple. You go out and demonstrate now, and especially against the globalists or the World Trade Organization or anything New World Order, they just hire thugs to come burn a police car, and then they retreat, and the police attack you. And they put it on the news that you did it. And that's why we're going to hell in a handbasket. But there's other ways to protest. You can put up handbills on telephone poles. You can call and talk radio. You can start websites, access TV, go to your city council, go to your county commissioner's court, go to your state house. You can educate people. You can unlock minds. And everyone, passive-aggressively, can stop going along with the system and start not complying. And then that's they only get away with this by us complying with them. And I'm telling you, you've got to see yourselves as agents of liberty, 1776, inside enemy operations, everywhere you are. Every person that you walk by is an opportunity to unlock a mind. Everyone you see on the street is an opportunity. Every cop you see is an opportunity to inform somebody. There are so many things you can do. So many things. I mean, I know a lot of people now that are just putting, they're not fake. They're just putting their own license plate on. And let's see the foreign toll roads work on that. There are people putting up micro FM known as pirate stations that don't interfere with commercial stations. And they're putting out the truth. They don't care. People aren't going along with it. They're not being told what to do by a group of offshore banks looting and robbing us. Going back to Charlie Veach and Dan Dix, both accomplished alternative media journalists and activists out there, about what we saw happen in Toronto. Now, I guess we didn't have any police dogs, though, biting old women coming out of grocery stores with daytime curfews. I guess we haven't seen any of that type of behavior. We haven't seen sound cannons out. So it does sound like you guys are only getting a light helping of ultra police state versus what happened in the U.S.
I guess so, Alex. I guess maybe they're trying to keep their PR under control after the absolute disaster that was Pittsburgh with Luke Rudowski being arrested there. You mentioned in a few segments ago about CNN talking about seizures happening from vaccines. Well, interestingly enough, we're now seeing in Toronto the mainstream media is turning on the government and turning against the police because a few CTV reporters were rounded up, hogtied, thrown into a bus in the pouring rain and taken to Guantanamo Bay as well on the outskirts of Toronto. So as you see in America, the viewership for the mainstream media is collapsing. And now in Canada, we're seeing the corporate controlled media turn against their masters. So it's a beautiful thing.
And CTV reported in one of their articles. In fact, you guys printed it for me, but I can't find it. We printed it again. Actually, Rob New brought it in. At the end of the article, they talk about how it appeared the police did nothing to stop the people burning the cars. So they're kind of beginning to start investigating what really happened there.
Yeah, it seems to be a big turning point. But I guess all these events are big turning points. But we need to speak out to the good people who might be working alongside the G20 puppet masters or in the police. Why are the good people not speaking out? What are they scared of? Why are they under this control?
Well, they feel like they're the winners. They feel like they're on the winning team. And even if they lean towards liberty a little bit, they still think it's safer to sit on the sideline. No, things are too dark. Things are getting too serious, folks. We're entering a very dangerous time. All of you need to do whatever you can, whether it's getting information out. If you're a police officer, you know about a unit of police that was assigned to help these private contractor anarchists come in. Just like they used an anarchist to start World War I or an anarchist to bomb Wall Street. That was the bankers doing that. An anarchist is just an agent of chaos so the system can come in. I don't mean an anarchist in its true sense. I mean these people calling themselves anarchists are normally just communist youth brigade people brought in by foundations.
Absolutely, Alex. I like to call myself a philosophical anarchist. I believe in the true ideals of anarchism against big government. But these black bloc children, most of them were very young, they were just there, oh, we're here to commit crime. We're here to just smash things up. They're just idiots. And I wish I was able to confront some of them, but strangely enough, the police didn't let us get anywhere near them because they were protecting them. So that's the way these things go.
Well, that's how they got caught in Denver. That's how they got caught in Seattle and in Canada 2.5 years ago in Montebello, for those that want to look it up, was that they would then slip behind the police lines and be protected because I myself for 10 years and many others since then have been pointing out, follow the anarchists, follow them. 9 times out of 10, they're going to end up going to a police substation. Find them, and it's a devastating blow against the New World Order. If we can only bust them a few more times, then everyone will know that it is the government doing it. And we've almost gotten to that game over point because we've caught them so many times. But now the police are countering that, really protecting their operatives.
Yeah, if anyone's interested in learning about what happened in Montebello, they can check out a film I produced called The Nation's Deathbed. We documented the entire event that took place there. And me and Charlie have been working hard at the G20 to document everything that's going on, but the powers that be have been trying to stifle our efforts. On the key day, my website went down. Anytime I try to have any communications with some of my camera guys, my cell phone would just drop out. When I came back to try to upload raw footage to YouTube, entire 3-4 minute chunks were cut out and all the audio was out of sync. So I was forced to put it on the Press for Truth Facebook group. So there are clearly people out there trying to stop independent journalists from getting the truth out about what actually happened in downtown Toronto.
Well, that's a central point that you just raised there, because when I was at Bilderberg 2008 covering it, we knew Obama was coming. He shook the media. He was there. The media for 2 days ran around like idiots trying to find out where he was. We knew. We told them. We called local newspapers, and they just said, we're not allowed to report. But the day before they threw us out, all of this NSA and Mossad and military personnel and Secret Service were taking over the ballrooms and side offices and had surveillance equipment. And I actually walked by rooms and heard them going, I'm going to get that Navy satellite. Well, how do you patch through on the Army satellite? Wait, I've got him. I've got him. Yeah, we've got protesters out at the front. And I'd be sitting there getting a Gatorade in the gift shop. And there'd be an office listening to, I mean, just spooks running around everywhere. And then I would try to call my guys, and they'd somebody pop on the line and laugh at us, then cut it off. My cell phone, I'd call my wife and say something to her, and they'd call her up and make threats at her and tell her what we just talked about so she knew it was the government. So, yes, when you have these special national security, international security events that cost $1.2 billion in security, they're bringing in private contractors by the tens of thousands. It's a giant exercise in Google-type technology, which they now admit is illegal, and states are looking at indicting them, scooping up everybody's digital transmissions and decoding it without warrants. We had G20 security call us when we saw the footage of the guy being grabbed in Pittsburgh and crammed into a car by guys in military uniforms into a Champaign police car. And it went up on Drudge Report, and people were saying, you know, snatch and grab, goons kidnap activists for no reason. And they put a press release out. First, they called us, and I could hardly believe it, but I called the number. It was G20 security in Pittsburgh. And I talked to them, and they said, no, Mr. Jones, that video is our private security personnel authorized by city emergency code, and they said it, to be detaining active troublemakers. But the issue is, we later learned, because I could tell by the video, it was fake. They were out with their own operatives grabbing protesters out of crowds to create a psyop and scare people. So it's all about theater of the mind, what Charlie Veach was just saying, about selling you that you're going to be snatched, you're going to be grabbed, don't come out to these, don't mess with the bankers. And, of course, they're patched into YouTube. Of course they're editing what you're doing. This is an exercise in warring against us. We're the legitimate people saying we don't want to be raped by the foreign banks. We don't want to go into serfdom like Greece or Iceland. And they're saying, no, you're going to feel our full might. And so they are testing, and they admit this at each of these events, how to bring in their internationalization of a city, how to have secret police, how to have their criminal operation dominate everyone. This is about the city and your state your region, your country, going under globalist control. And they are under globalist control in these events. This is about your city going under foreign private corporate control. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd just like to just touch upon that as well, Alex. I'm just so proud of the Toronto residents and the other associated protesters for the incredible restraint they showed amidst such police thuggery. The New World Order, they want a violent response from the public right now to further speed up their imposition of this technotronic advanced slave society. I believe right now, as what you're doing, Alex, is what Dan is doing, is what I'm doing right now, we just need to unlock people's minds, wake them up. But I just want to give a warning to the New World Order that death-worshipping fascism has always failed throughout history. And as long as tyrants die, liberty will never be stopped. Throughout history, we have always won, and we are guided, we are divinely guided, and we will do whatever it takes. If they become much more fascist, we will resist the same way that they resisted in World War II Europe. We will do whatever it takes to defend what we believe in, because we are human beings, our lives have value, and we will not take it. But right now, they're not forcing people to join the armed forces. They're not forcing people to go into McDonald's. They're not forcing people to take vaccinations. They're using mind control.
Well, they're trying, though. They're starting to get ready for that, though.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, other points that both of you want to make about what you witnessed while you're there.
Absolutely. Whilst we were running down to Queen and Spadina to cover the mass concentration camp roundup of those 244 reporters and civilians, Dan and I got searched about three times, and there was a boy, he must have been about 17 years old, who was running through the rain. He was giving us a quick interview, and then an unmarked car came blasting around the corner. Six officers jumped out and snatched him off the street in front of us. And then one of the officers, in fact, all six of them came into our little cubbyhole away from the rain, and they started pointing at Dan, saying, "Oh yeah, we know you. You're a known conspiracy theorist. Oh, yeah, and we know Alex Jones. He's that tinfoil hat wearer." So they were mentioning you as well, Alex. So you can imagine the intelligence reports they get given about people like us, about how we're just crazy, paranoid, anti-government loonies.
I guess Goldman Sachs hasn't stolen $600 trillion, according to the Washington Post. I guess we're not going into a depression. I guess they didn't lie about WMDs. I guess they're not torturing people. Don't these police understand what they're helping to build?
I don't think they all do. I think, as we saw, a lot of them are chosen for their obedient psychological acquiescence to power. As Alan Watt from Cutting Through the Matrix talks about, in the psychopathic hierarchy of control, they worship people more powerful than them, and they hate people less powerful, like the general public. So it is a kind of egomaniac, sadomasochist enjoyment of power.
Trip. I mean, a lot of these people who do work for the government never had success in life, and suddenly they're given a badge, a gun, all this power. But it's coming out everywhere that everything we've talked about is true. I mean, they would say 5 years ago that I was a kook, that they weren't going to set up cybersecurity when I'd read the Pentagon plans for it that were public. And now they're openly saying, yes, we're going to track you. Yes, we're going to spy on you. Yes, we're going to shut you down. Yes, we want to arrest people that tell conspiracy theories. I mean, what do they think is going to happen when they start trying to arrest people for their speech? Everybody's been fighting as hard as they can to keep this peaceful. But I don't think they realize we're not the poor, disarmed Russian peasants. We're not the disarmed Germans. And not everybody is a pot-bellied, decadent slob. I mean, I don't think all these little kids in black uniforms realize that they are really starting something that isn't going to end well.
No, I agree with you, Alex, 100%. Across the world, I think people are ready to do whatever it takes because we've got nothing left to lose. I mean, they've taken away everything, and they're trying to take away the very last vestiges of our freedom. So we need to ask ourselves, are we human beings or are we slaves? And it's a fundamental point. And I truly believe that the victory is already half won the moment we spiritually and psychologically say that we will not take it anymore.
Well, I agree with you. We've got to get angry. We've got to get comfortable speaking out in public. And we've got to get really aggressive at InfoWar, not just with T-shirts or banner hangs on highways. What one person can do in their neighborhood, putting up 100, you know, simple computer printouts, black and white with a message or a website or micro FM or AM local TV broadcasts that go into a few neighborhoods or I mean, people have just got to make a scene. They've got to get aggressive. And every day, videos and articles and information get sent to us that people are producing that does get the word out. And of the artist and people just turn their power loose. I mean, who's that artist that goes up and paints billboards with anti-corporate messages?
Banksy.
I think one of them's English is his last name.
Yeah, his name is Banksy.
Yeah. I'm not saying people should do that in face of this tyranny, but my point is we haven't even begun to fight. We haven't begun to take everything back. And they're trying to intimidate us now. They're trying to beat us into submission. They're trying to sell us on shutting up because we do have power. And so the answer is don't shut up when they intimidate us. Get 10 times louder.
No, absolutely. And I'd just like to say if anyone who is prominent in the truth movement gets arrested or detained for some rubbish reason, I would really like to see a mass jailbreak of thousands of people just turning up outside this prison and really putting the prison guards on the spot. Because there's something about vast numbers of people which really terrifies the black paramilitary, psychopathic, lower-level security agents. And when they see that people will not stand up for this kind of tyranny in one massive movement, then they might be suddenly educated.
Well, they need to pick a side. I mean, this is tyranny, period. It's time for these people to quit laughing at us. They need to make a decision. We'll be right back.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drain. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the final segment. I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I appreciate everybody tuning in today. This is systematic twisting of our police, systematic twisting of the citizenry and the media to accept all of this. The good news is I'm seeing even the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal admit that this is an engineered depression. Because not everyone in media and government is controlled. They're compartmentalized and controlled by the propaganda. Once the propaganda, you know, the sleeping gas is sucked out of the room, people start waking up. Most people are not truly evil. When you talk about a Dick Cheney or a George Bush or a Cass Sunstein, those people are evil because we have their writings. Obama is evil. I mean, he's continuing the torture, the wars, saying it's good. They know. I mean, these are people. They got, again, legislation introduced to arrest citizens for any reason and have you disappear into a black hole. The same thing in England. And I keep repeating that because, you know, it's now mainstream news. We have 46 states. Here's Bloomberg going bankrupt. 46 states. That's why they've been. You notice as soon as they started selling derivatives in 99, they started setting up a police state. Because the IMF and World Bank have done this in countless third world countries. They've done this over and over and over again. They know what they're doing. And they know you're going to end up rioting. So I don't want violence, just like these anarchists gave the system a pretext to crack down. We want to peacefully go out and get the moral high ground and point out to the general public who the real criminals are. But down the road, if they start trying to arrest political dissidents and take us to death dungeons, it's going to be like Robin Hood all over again. People aren't going to have a choice, and you will start seeing black arrows flying. And that's what happens when the badge and the government becomes a complete tyranny. I'm fighting to avert this as hard as I can. But as JFK said, those that make peaceful revolutions impossible make violent revolutions inevitable. Or those that make peaceful change impossible make violent revolutions inevitable. I'm paraphrasing it. But going back to Charlie Veach and Dan Dix, again, our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But it's very important to contact those guys up in Canada, especially Dan Dix, because he'll be able to put together, he's a good filmmaker, a piece that will be able to live on and inspire people to understand what the G20 does when they come to their area. Guys, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to go back to Dan Dix and just say this. Specifically the police knew who you were and who Charlie was, and they were also concerned about me.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been approached, 30 or 40 times by police. 95% of them look like they don't like me or what I do. There was a very small percentage of guys who would be like, hey, you're that guy, right on. A very small percentage of the police seem to like what I do, but definitely I'm getting recognized now because of the videos. We are going to be putting up a new video tonight. We're going to be working very hard on it for the next few hours, and basically we documented everything that happened on this weekend, so people can tune into PressForTruth.ca to check out the new video that we should have up online tonight. And also in a few hours, Charlie and I are going to be going down at 5:30 in downtown Toronto at College and Bay Street, which is the headquarters for the police, to send them a message, perhaps get on the bullhorn, maybe read out the oath that they swore to uphold.
Well,
and let them know that...
Good job. People should join you. We're out of time. Gentlemen, continue. We're out of time. Great job to my crew. There is the G20, the bankers, deciding our future and spending $1.2 billion of taxpayer money and violating free speech.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.